With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an influential policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to change how they handle body camera footage after police shootings. Lisa Dwyer has the details.
Following a police shooting incident, the Police Executive Research Forum says officers should not be able to review video before making their first statements to investigators. They also urge departments to have clear policies on the release of video footage to the public. Of the 127 agencies the group reviewed, only 14% had specific policies for releasing body cam footage of critical incidents. Half of the studies reviewed by the forum showed officers with cameras tend to use force less often, but the rest of the studies showed no difference. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Correspondent Donna Warder reports on what the weather is expected to be like for the upcoming holiday.
Are you dreaming of a white Christmas? Judah Cohen of Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research says snow is expected to come for Christmas Eve for parts of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and possibly Minnesota.
There will be a little bit of a buildup of snow, so some people will be get their dream, their wish, and get a white Christmas, you know, right at the last minute there. But most of the country will be have a brown Christmas.
The National Weather Service says although there likely won't be a white Christmas for much of the U.S., at least the weather will be favorable for most people who have travel plans. I'm Donna Warder.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 18 points, but the NASDAQ rose 29, the S&P advanced 7, and oil was down to $73.55 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is SRN News. A Catholic school beats a hasty retreat.
Last month, officials at all-female St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana, announced they would begin admitting men who are living as women. This touched off a firestorm of outrage amid students, parents, alumni, and donors. Now, school president Katie Convoy has released a statement saying that St. Mary's is doing a 180 and will not be admitting men after all. Critics of the new policy are cheering, calling the turnabout an answer to prayer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unusual move, a federal judge hearing a challenge to a Florida ban on sex change operations for children has stated Governor Ron DeSantis lied when he said the procedures amounted to the mutilation of children. Judge Robert Hinkle says he'll rule sometime after the holidays on the future of the ban. Critics fear he's already made his decision. At least 22 states have enacted laws restricting sex change operations or hormone therapy on people under the age of 18. SRN News. Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala addressed his nation after a lone gunman opened fire Thursday in a university building in downtown Prague, killing at least 14 people and injuring more than 20 others. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack was the country's worst mass shooting, Fiala saying. There was no justification for what he described as a horrific act. He adds, today we're all deeply affected by the news of the tragic attack at the Faculty of Philosophy. People in the Czech capital have been trying to come to grips with the atrocity. Some came together to light candles to mourn the victims at an impromptu vigil by the university headquarters. Mourner Christoph Unger tells the AP he has friends studying in the facility.
They have just been really traumatized by the shooting there.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.